Bullum, 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 bullum.
Hey, what's going on, sports fans? This is your Tampa Bay Fantasy Sports Second. I am your host, Roy. And if you hear any kind of cool sounds or awesome things, that's just me coming at you in your ear, okay? I'm just saying some awesome stuff. Speaking of awesome stuff, let's start off with the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are now on a 5-game winning streak, and they smacked around the Sabres over there. 5-0 this evening of the 5th. And the Lightning are going strong at this point. Like I said, 5-game winning streak after the win tonight with five on Buffalo over there. Here at the Amelie. Is it that French film? Are they now sponsoring that stadium? I don't know. But what I do know is that Tampa Bay sits at the top of the NHL with 39 points. And in the Atlantic Division, in the Eastern Conference there, they're 3 points ahead of Montreal, which is scraping at their little heels. In Detroit, right behind Montreal with 35. And Toronto and Boston right there with 29. It's a real close division. And Tampa Bay seems to be fucking pulling away, which is real nice. I'm going to hit you with a few more stats here. The Ning on the season have 91 goals, which puts them 10 ahead of the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're just fucking rocking it. And when they win, they fucking win hard, dude. They fucking win. They put the fucking biscuit in the basket. They're doing everything right. We got at least one of our players in the top five of, you know, goals. You got Stamkos sitting up there in third with goals in the league. Assists, fucking power play goals, all of it. You're gonna see some nice blue and white. What do you bleed? If you're a Lightning fan, I bleed blue and white, white and blue. What about when they wear their black jerseys? Probably black. What about worship Satan over here? I don't know, but they're fucking going. They're going off. They got 3 more games in their home stand here against the Blue Jackets, the Capitals, and Hurricanes. Like I've said before, those are all winnable, very winnable, especially against the Jackets and the Hurricanes there. So we could see them going on an 8-game winning streak by the end of it, which we'd all like to see, but they're crushing it. Goaltending, fucking defense, putting the fucking puck in the net, doing what they need to do. It's just looking real good for them. So let's bounce over to the Rays. What are the Rays doing? What are the Rays up to? Well, I can't tell you what they're up to, but I can tell you what they're down to. They're down to 2 finalists for the managerial position there. Old Raul Hyperbaric Chamber Ibanez has withdrawn himself from consideration for that position. So we're down to Kevin Cash and old Wakamatsu over there. So by the time you hear this Friday morning, you're probably going to know, at least by the afternoon, end of the business hours. What's that, 9 to 5? 8 to 4:30? I don't know. By the time that comes, you're going to know who the manager is for the Rays this year. It's either going to be Kevin Cash or Don Wakamatsu. Which, either one, I think Wakamatsu's probably your best bet. He was, he is the Kansas City Royals bench coach, which he did a real bang-up job over there in Kansas City. Turned them from a joke into a World Series contender. Obviously, we saw it this year. But sorry, no fucking cigar for you. Giants got it. So keep your eyes open on the 5th here, Friday, and you'll find out who's going to be the new manager for the Rays, which will be good for them to start acclimating themselves to the way he does things. I realized I said that the Lightning won on the 5th. They didn't win on the 5th. They won on the 4th, but it's fucking midnight. So I'm all fucking cattywampus over here, so get over it. Let me pop on over to football here, the sport of football. You catch that UCF, the conference game there? Fucking hell. Eastern Carolina there? Holy shit. Fucking Hail Mary. End of the fucking game. You see the people in the crowd? It was just people standing. That's what you do when something like that happens, when your team loses on the last second of the game. You just fucking stand there with your fucking hands down by your fucking knees, just like, You don't say anything. You don't even fucking say anything. You just look at the people around you. You just look around and go, you just shake your head. You go, there's nothing to say. I couldn't fucking believe it happened. Amazing catch. Amazing play. Good for them. UCF. Just a fucking great game. They should have won wholeheartedly. What am I talking about? They should have fucking won, but they let Carolina come back. Eastern Carolina come back. But they ended up fucking squeaking it out there at the end for a great fucking game. Wonderful game. And also, the Cowboys beat the shit out of the Chicago Bears, too. The Bears' run defense is just fucking garbage. Just fucking garbage. At the end of the game, you see Dez Bryant pacing up and down the fucking sideline like a bitch. Just, why didn't they get the ball? Why didn't they get... Well, fuck you, dude. Your team won. They could win a fucking Super Bowl. And if he didn't get fucking 7 catches for 97 yards and 2 touchdowns, he'd still be bitching like a little fucking baby. Oh, that guy fucking drives me nuts. Drop him. Bring in someone who has a decent head on his fucking shoulders, you piece of shit. Is he going to come... He's going to headbutt me like he did his mother, isn't he? He's going to fucking headbutt me like he did to his mother. I'm not even his mother. Imagine what he would do to me. Imagine what he would do to me. He headbutt his mother. Imagine what he would do to me. He'd probably bite me. He probably would bite me. I imagine he would bite me. Or was that Brandon Marshall who headbutted someone? This is all allegedly. Allegedly, NFL, allegedly. Don't sue, please. I don't have the fucking funds for it. Let's do a quick pop in on UF here. They finally got their coach, Jim McElwain, from Colorado State University. They got him in there. They got a coach. Let's see what he can fucking do. Then he can pick them up by their bootstraps, their stinky little bootstraps. See if they can fucking make themselves contenders here, because past few years they ain't done shit. And FSU sitting real stinky. They're at number 4, a 12-0 team behind a 10-1, 11-1, 11-1. What, TCU? They only played 11 games? Why only playing 11? Who knows what would have happened in that other game if you... What am I, fucking... Who knows what happened in that game? I understand that the schedule may have been weak, and they have not won games. They haven't won games the way real good college football teams win games, which is 56, excuse me, to 27. That's the way fucking number one ranked teams win every game. But Florida State has won. They should be, they're fourth. I would put them at 3 in front of TCU, even though I like TCU. In Oregon, okay. Alabama should be number one. Yeah, they lost against Mississippi. That's a good team. That's understandable. And it was a close game. It could have gone either fucking way. Get the Ducks, who they lost against Arizona, which they're ranked. Not a bad loss, 31-24, I can understand. You know, it was a close game. It, you know, fucking 7 points. It's a touchdown on a field goal. Tie it up. But I'm looking at their schedule, they haven't had the toughest one there. And then TCU, they're 10-1, 6-1 in their conference. I like them. I like them. I honestly think they should be number 2. Put them at number 2. Put FSU at number 3. Put Oregon at 4. I feel good with that. I feel good at that. I'm happy with that. But who am I? I'm not Condi. I'm not Condi Rice. So I'm not in there. I'm not in there. So now I'm going to get over to what we came here for, which is the fantasy. I had some people coming up to me. Let me get over this for a second. People coming up to me talking about Kenny Loggins. They're asking me, like, hey, what do you think about this new guy, Kenny Loggins? And I'm just like, what? Like, why are you asking? Like, I talk sports. And I was like, what do you think about Kenny Loggins? Like, I heard you think he's a cunt. I don't think, listen, despite what you have heard, I don't think Kenny Loggins is a cunt. He's a sweet guy. He can go from fucking nice pop to some fucking rock in a heartbeat. Okay, he can take you. He's the guy you want to lead you through the danger zone. He is the guy, and I'm going to help lead you through the danger zone of the fantasy football weekend right now. Me and Kenny Loggins in my heart, we're going to put some fucking money in your bank accounts here. Here we go for your Tampa Bay Bucks stack. Fantasy Sunday. So first, let me start off by saying I'm on DraftKings. This is on DraftKings. I'm starting to realize I like DraftKings better. There's a big difference between the cost of the players, and I like DraftKings. You don't have a kicker in DraftKings, three receivers, tight end, two running backs, quarterback, defense, and you get a flex, which can be running back, receiver, tight end. Then obviously you get your defense. QB, I'm going with Josh McCown again. Even though the Detroit pass defense is very good. Very good. But Josh, I feel like they're going to put some points on him. So he's going to have to be throwing. Then I'm going with Dougie Martin. I went with him last week. He did me good. He done me right. The muscle hamster is getting it done. I'm hoping Lovey keeps him in. Just fucking keep him in. Okay? Because Bobby Rainey's injured. He's questionable for Sunday. So it's probably just going to be Doug Martin and Charles Sims. Sims drops a fucking ball, he's out. Dougie's in for the fucking game. Receiver, you got to go with Mike Evans. Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson. I'm going with the stack. DraftKings, you can have as many players on one team as you want, opposed to only four on FanDuel, which is what I like about DraftKings. You can really stack a team. So I got Evans and Vincent Jackson in there for the receiver, I think. Maybe they'll focus on Evans, Jackson will get open, and then they'll kind of, it's a tough call because they're both fucking great receivers. It's like a Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffries over there in Chicago, which didn't work out too well for them this week. But hey, they usually can put some points on the board. Then, as a fucking little wing-dinger here, I'm going with the Bucs defense. I'm hoping they can get something done. Like, I'm hoping Stafford gets a little crazy with the ball and just throws it into the Bucks' sweet little hands. After that, here we go. Running back. I have to go with Le'Veon Bell. It's Pittsburgh against Cincinnati. Their run defense is shit. So I feel like they're going to get a real nice lead on him. And Bell, he can catch it out of the backfield. He can fucking pound it up the middle. I feel like he's going to be a real great asset to them. Let's bounce on over to receiver. Obviously, we have Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson. My third receiver, Colston, Marquise Colston for New Orleans going up against Carolina, who is a garbage secondary. So hopefully that doesn't get too out of hand to where he doesn't get the passes, but I'm thinking Kenny Stills going deep. You got fucking Jimmy Graham going outside, and then you got Colston coming over the middle. I'm hoping they look to Colston maybe in the end zone because they're going to be focusing on the other two guys. That's what I'm hoping for. Then, here we go, tight end. Travis Kelce, Kansas City and Arizona. Arizona has a terrible defense against the tight end. That's why I'm going for Kelce. They don't put up too many fucking yards. And also, the Chiefs have not, Alex Smith has not thrown a touchdown to a receiver this year. Their pass touchdowns have gone to the running backs and the tight ends. Not one. We're fucking 13 weeks, 14 weeks? 13. Okay, I should get my shit together. 13 weeks in, and they have not thrown a pass to a receiver for a touchdown, which is fucking disgusting. And they may go to the playoffs, which is even grosser. No, they probably won't. They probably won't with San Diego and Denver sitting in front of them. Either way, they're still in the running. Let me go with my flex. I'm going to go with Eddie Lacy. They're going against Atlanta. Green Bay, Atlanta. That's a fucking prime fucking for a running back, if you got a good running back, hopefully it doesn't get too crazy so they sit him and put in Jonathan Starks or something like that. That would be bad. But again, Eddie Lacy, like Le'Veon Bell, they can catch passes out of the backfield, which is great for a good fucking quarterback. Just dump it off. Oh, there's nothing deep. He's wide open in the flats. You drop it off. It's fucking wonderful. So that's my flex. Let me go from the top. QB, Josh McCown. Running backs, Doug Martin, Le'Veon Bell. Receiver, Mike Evans, Vincent Jackson, Marquise Colston. Tight end, Travis Kelce. Flex, Eddie Lacy. Defense, Bucks. Going with the Bucks. Why the fuck not? I got $300, $400 sitting in my bank. I could spend some more on some defense. Get maybe the Broncos or something, or the Steelers against fucking Cincinnati, but I'm not going to do it. Or fucking roll the dice with the Buccaneers. Why the hell not? So, folks, I hope you get some cash this weekend. I'm hoping I did. I did okay tonight with the Cowboys and Bears game. Just hoping it pans out with the rest of them. But I got this, my stack. McCown, Martin, Bell, Evans, Jackson, Colson, Kels, Lazy, Bucks. That's how we do it. This one's been long. I hope you stuck through it. If you did, you're awesome. If not, fuck off. Let me dedicate this one to my grandmother who passed the other night. I love you. Miss you. You're in a better place. Is that what you say? You're in a better place. I don't know. It's better than what was happening. No, I was going to say something at the beginning, but I didn't want to bring people down. Why do you want to bring people down at the beginning of the show? Hey, someone died. Oh, I'm not going to listen to this. What is this shit? So, this one goes out to Grammy Brulad. Again, I miss you. I'm just talking to myself at this point. Be honest, I haven't cried yet. I haven't cried yet. I cried before she died thinking about her dying, but I have not cried yet. We're getting real here on the sports second. Okay, it's got to fucking happen at some point, you cunts. Okay? I haven't cried yet. It's coming at some point. It's going to fucking hit me at the worst. I'm going to be at work typing up a spreadsheet, and I'm just going to go... Someone's going to look over me and think I'm a piece of shit. And then I'm going to look at them and go, fuck you. Fuck you. But, hey, I should wrap this up. I'm rambling. Is it wrong to pray to your dead grandmother to help you in fantasy football? Is that wrong? Hey, just give me a hand. Like, send me something. Send me. Is that wrong? Like, to... I'm sure someone's done that, right? No? Okay. I was waiting for you to respond back, but it didn't happen. Okay. Hey, guys. Have a good fantasy weekend here. I hope you get some cash in your pocket. Grammy Brulette, I love you. Tampa Bay, Sports Second. This has been Roy. Keep it rolling, Tampa. Stalk.